You're listening to InfoTrack, a balanced look at today's most important issues. Once again, here's Chris Wittig.
Our guest today is Ken Winnig, Managing Director of Survey Research at the Annenberg Public Policy Center of the University of Pennsylvania. Ken, your team did a survey that shows, despite the risk of contracting West Nile virus from a mosquito bite, most Americans are unaware of the danger. About how many human cases of West Nile virus have been reported so far this year? Do you know?
I do. In fact, I have an update. The CDC does record these occurrences. Over 1,500 human cases of West Nile disease have been reported across 43 states, according to the CDC, including 1,043 cases of the more serious neuroinvasive form, which affects the brain and could lead to hospitalization and even death.
How does that compare to last year?
It looks like we're up about, according to the CDC, about 40% higher than normal and what we expect. And, you know, the mosquito season usually runs through October throughout the country, throughout most of the country, and it seems to be a little bit longer.
Despite the surge in cases, only 15% of Americans say they're worried about contracting West Nile or dengue fever. Why do you think the concern level is so low?
That may be because there are no symptoms that are obvious about it, so they're not thinking about getting the disease.
How can public health officials better communicate the real risks of West Nile virus without causing unnecessary fear?
Well, one way to do that is to talk generally, I think, about how to control mosquitoes in and around your home or avoid getting bitten by a mosquito, because most people do know that West Nile virus is contracted through a mosquito bite. 75% say they know that. 81% say, yes, not getting bitten by a mosquito is a way to avoid the disease. But I think through communication of various means by which you can control mosquitoes in and around your home or just by using insect repellent, for example.
Just in terms of the symptoms of West Nile, what should somebody look for to know if they've got it?
One of the more common symptoms when it does occur and you do get symptoms is having a fever or a headache or muscle, joint, and neck pain, sometimes nausea and vomiting, and sometimes a rash. Those are the signs after you've contracted West Nile virus. Those are the things to look for.
Now, according to the survey, about 60% of adults routinely take precautions to avoid mosquito bites. Are those precautions generally effective?
If done regularly, yes, they can be, such as clearing water that's in your backyard, putting up netting, fixing holes in your screen, using insect repellent. Those, if done regularly, will be effective.
Ken, you mentioned removing water. Why is that step so important?
Well, standing water is the place where mosquitoes lay their eggs and the larvae grow and develop. So it's like even can be an old tire in your backyard or just after a rainstorm, a puddle that accumulates in your backyard. Those are places where mosquitoes grow. So it's very important to remove standing water in and around your home.
Only 14% of people know not to apply repellent, mosquito repellent, under clothing. What are the potential risks of doing that?
Well, if you apply mosquito or insect repellent under clothing, it's not effective. You should just apply it to your exposed skin. It doesn't do anything by putting it underneath your clothing. Mosquitoes aren't going to be biting you through jackets or shirts. Only apply insect repellent on exposed skin areas.
Also, apparently there's confusion about using sunscreen and repellent together. Is there a correct order to do that?
Yes, there is. And we asked people if they knew what the CDC recommends people to do in terms of putting on sunscreen and insect repellent. And what you should do first is put on the sunscreen. Let the sunscreen dry and then apply the insect repellent to the exposed areas of your skin. And as you say, few people know that. Only a third in our survey said that the CDC recommends that somebody should apply sunscreen first, then apply the insect repellent.
And while we're on repellents, a fraction of people know to use an EPA-registered repellent. What does that mean on the label of a product that it's EPA-registered?
The EPA has tested it and approved it that it's safe and won't hurt the environment. In addition to that, people always say, oh yeah, well I'm going to get a repellent that has a lot of DEET. For example, I was at a party with my brother who said, oh, you're outside. I'm going to put on my DEET. I said, well, how much DEET is in your insect repellent? I said, 90%. I said, that's a bit too much. The EPA recommends that the amount of DEET, which is a chemical that does prevent mosquito bites or repels mosquitoes, that you should only be 20% to 50% DEET in that repellent.
Interesting. We're talking with Ken Winnig, Managing Director of Survey Research at the Annenberg Public Policy Center of the University of Pennsylvania, talking about a survey that shows despite the risk of contracting West Nile virus from a mosquito bite, most Americans are unaware of the danger. Ken, there's no antiviral treatment for West Nile virus, yet most people don't know that. How is the illness managed if somebody gets infected?
Obviously, if there are no symptoms, it just goes away. If they're feeling symptoms, they should just keep an eye on it in terms of, you say, getting a headache or a fever. Take what one usually does to lower a fever, and it should subside naturally. But in some cases, in some rare cases, it does infect the nervous system and your brain, and that's the neuroinvasive form, which is somewhat rare. Right now, the CDC is reporting only about 1,000 cases, but still serious. And if your fever continues and the joint pain continues, you should go see a doctor or to the hospital.
One question I have about your survey, Colorado in particular had the highest number of cases this season of West Nile virus. Can you explain why that would be?
Actually, that's a good question. I looked it up. I went to an infectious disease expert in Colorado. Even he said, I'm not sure why this is happening. And I'm going to quote from an article. He says, we've had a bit more rain and maybe people who have not been expecting it have kept water and so on. The things that we're talking about to make sure you don't have stagnant pools, old tires, old pools like swimming pools. So basically saying people aren't doing enough to prevent mosquitoes from growing and becoming part of your environment. And it's funny, I was looking at the other states where the number of cases are higher, and they're mostly in the North Central. Illinois has reported 113 cases, Minnesota 106, South Dakota 82, and North Dakota 79. They're the top five from Colorado, Illinois, Minnesota, South Dakota, and North Dakota. I don't have a good reason why. This expert is not sure, except that there are probably a lot more mosquitoes in these areas and people aren't doing enough to control them.
Well, Ken, as we wrap this up, do you have any last thoughts on this to avoid West Nile virus, which is not something you want to get?
The only thing that I want to say is just with the increasing number of West Nile virus cases and a longer mosquito season, many people need to have a greater awareness of the virus and may want to consider taking these everyday precautions to protect themselves from mosquito bites and to control mosquitoes in and around their homes. By doing so and being vigilant about it, there's a lower chance of you contracting this virus.
Ken Winnig, Managing Director of Survey Research at the Annenberg Public Policy Center of the University of Pennsylvania. Ken, thank you so much for joining us today.
You're welcome. It's my pleasure.
This is InfoTrack, a production of Syndication Networks.